Have you felt yourself slipping lately? Maybe you've fallen back into a habit that you gave up years ago. This is Transformed Through Truth with Cheryl Giesbrecht. Remember how it happened? You thought, it's okay, I can handle it. And that one time led to one more and then another. It all started with one poor choice. And although you hoped it wouldn't happen, you were surprised it did. And now you're left with the consequences of sin. The enemy wants us to mistrust the boundaries given by God. He wants us to think that these boundaries are given to make us miss out or to make us feel like we have less than what we are entitled to. We must always be on our guard. We must think about the ways we let our defenses down, the things that tempt us and encourage us to compromise. Remember 2 Chronicles 16:9? For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him. God is waiting for us to ask for His help. He is looking for ways to give us support, a way of escape. The little choices chip away at our defenses. John 3:30 says, He must become greater and greater, and I must become less and less. More of Jesus, less of us. Jeremiah 6:16, stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient path. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. Let's pray. Father, teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name. I will praise you, O Lord, my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining author and speaker Cheryl Giesbrecht for Transform Through Truth. Do you need prayer or free resources? Or would you like to order Cheryl Giesbrecht's new devotional book, Experiencing God Through His Names? Then go to FromAshesToBeauty.com.